My God. What a fool I am.
Wow. There was certainly nothing rhetorical about that kiss.
I love you. You love me. I love you. You love me. Oh, if I threw myself in the river now, I'd walk on it all the way to... Oh, but what a waste of time. I mean... Oh, no, what do I mean?
You've got me there, Jeff. What?
That first night when I...
Well, I thought you were going to tell me then. I could see it and knew what I felt.
And I didn't. I told you that story, that what I'd seen.
Yes.
And then, you see, when Neil said you'd broken the engagement, I wanted to... I so much wanted to come and see you and...
And nothing. Yes, I broke it off with Angus, and you were the reason.
Oh.
Not because of some ghost story you told me. I gave him up because I loved someone else. You. Flash, bang, bullet. There and then, that night. Oh, yes, what a bloody stupid waste of time. So why don't you kiss me again?
We got married a couple of months later. It was like a dream coming true. No, it was a dream coming true. Of course, what I didn't know was that sometimes the dreams you think the best are the worst of all.
Skid, we have to stay on course. Don't go there, Jack.
Come on, it's just another wadi. Give me a position.
Okay, on my mark. Skid, incoming, stick up.
She had a flat in London, which we kept on since I had been posted to joint command at Northolt. But the army never lets you settle. I'm in the kitchen. Drink?
Yeah, sure.
You're late tonight?
Oh, you know how it is.
Well, no, actually, I don't. Scotch, gin?
Gin?
And tonic.
Started early.
On the booze? Yeah. Where were you?
Had to have a drink with Terry.
Forced into a drink, sounds tough.
Hey, it is, believe me. He's our new accountant, and he is such a pain. Mm. Just getting a check out of him for running costs. He wants a list of everything. Typical accountant.
Maybe I should watch out. Here you go. Cheers.
Cheers? Why?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just thinking about, Angus. Angus Carpenter. He was an accountant too, wasn't he? Maybe you have a weakness for them.
Like you have a weakness for whiskey? Mm-hmm. Aren't you hitting it a bit hard tonight?
Don't. What a day I had. And then I got this.
What is it?
Read it if you want. What it amounts to is that I have to go back out to Saudi.
Oh, bloody hell. I knew there was something wrong the moment I came through the door. Oh, what a pain. When? How long?
Next month, for a couple of weeks, then back for a week, then off for a month. It's some kind of exercise they're doing.
I suppose there's no choice.
I just feel so bad about it. I mean, about leaving you. I spent the afternoon making plans to assassinate the army staff high command.
It could be worse, I suppose.
Oh, could it? I mean, after all this time, all these years, I finally managed to get you, and then those bastards at the War House take you away again.
Hey, no one's taking me away. I'll be here. It's hardly any time at all.
I know, I'm getting it all out of proportion, but it's just that I do love you so much, Sylvia. I never felt like this about anyone in my life before, and I so nearly missed you.
Stop it, Jeff. It's okay. It's just a month or so, that's all.
That's all to you, but to me...
It's just a month and a half. And you'll be busy. And you'll be back for a week. Come on. Let's go out and eat tonight.
Okay.
And cut out the spirit. Let's stick to wine. I'll give Giovanni's a call. See if we can get a table.
Won't they be full at this notice?
We use it a lot from the office. They know us there. No. We'll get a table. Don't worry.
Don't worry. That's what she said, and she was right. What did I have to worry about? A month and a half, that's all. And she was able to get a table just like that. How lucky. But then, they did know her.
Here we are, Mr. Wainwright, your table. Evening, Signora.
Who was Mr. Wainwright? That's what I wanted to know, but didn't ask. After all, this was our night. Sylvia and me.
Thank you, that's fine. So, what exactly are you going to be doing? Or is it hush-hush?
Well, I think the brass want an eye on the ground, so to speak. I've got to look at helicopter units over the whole area and basically let them know... Wainwright, who was that?
Sorry?
Wainwright, the waiter thought I was...
Oh, yeah, Terry, the accountant. We use this place a lot. I used his name.
Oh.
But anyway, go on. The people on the ground.
Saudi. I was there a couple of weeks later. Sand and more sand and nothing to drink. The army were being very careful not to offend anyone. So, most nights, I sat in my room and phoned home.
Hi, neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you later. Hi, neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you later.
Sometimes she was there.
Poor, bored Jeff. Must be awful. Maybe you should start writing your memoirs, if they'd let you. Oh, sorry, darling, but I do have to go. Another of those dreary meetings with the accounts committee. Sometimes I wish I was a soldier and I... Well, maybe not. Bye, sweetheart. See you soon.
Mostly she wasn't.
Sylvia are here right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back.
Then I had a couple of weeks back home.
Darling, where are you? Jeff?
Oh, have I missed you!
You smell of camel dung.
I do not. This is the finest aftershave that Rehab Duty Free can provide.
Where's your tan?
I stayed in the shade.
Oh, Jeff, this is Terry Wainwright. He offered me a lift home, so I said come up and say hello.
Hey, Jeff. You know, she's been so full of this Lawrence of Arabia stuff, so I thought I'd take the chance to see a real hero. Hmm. So how you doing?
Oh, yeah. Fine. Terry.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. Sylvia is a very smart cookie, and you're a lucky guy. but I suppose you know that.
Yeah, I sure do, Terry.
Why don't you get us a drink, Jeff? Gin for you, Terry?
Yeah,
and...
right on.
Same for me, I think.
Yeah, sure. She knew his drink. She was so easy with him. Okay, it was just work. Of course, it was just work. It's always work. Smart cookie. Bullshit artist.
Jeff, you all right?
Dropped a glass, that's all.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, hey, sorry, man. I can't bear that stuff. No, I'm going to leave that to you soldiers. Yeah, I better go. Leave the conquering hero to his well-deserved rewards, huh? Good night, love. I'll let myself out.
Yeah, sure, Terry. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, really great to meet you, Jeff. Catch you later.
Now, let's put that under the tap, Jeff.
No, it's nothing, really. Catch you later. Not if I see you first.
Oh, Terry's all right. He's a bit,
No, I don't. A bit what?
Trendy, whatever.
I don't like him.
What's not to like? He's perfectly harmless.
Yeah, oh, sure.
But hold still.
What's he doing here?
I told you.
Why don't you tell me again?
Now, why don't you tell me what's on your mind, Jeff? I mean, I was looking forward to you coming home.
I was looking forward to you coming home, only you bring Mr. Smart Cookie.
Look at me, Jeff.
Mr. Great to meet you.
Look at me. Okay, now don't go there, Jeff.
Don't go there, Jeff.
I'm glad you're home. I love you. Now, why don't you kiss me?
Oh, God, I love you so.
Now, why don't we not go out tonight? Why don't we stay right here in bed?
For the next 2 weeks.
We almost did. Well, not really, but it was good. It was great. We were together and we were in love. For most of the first week. Then, I don't know, I couldn't seem to get Terry Wainwright out of my head. Of course, Sylvia had to see him. She worked with the guy, but there was just something about him that...
It's getting cooler. I almost envy you going back. I'm really a hot weather person.
Why not?
Eh?
Why not come back? I could book into a better room. Hell, the army's paying. You'd find it interesting.
I'm a woman, Jeff.
I had noticed.
So, I don't think I'd find Saudi that interesting. Besides, we've arranged our holiday. And I have my job.
Ah, yes, the job.
Okay, so you don't find arts admin that interesting, but I do.
Or maybe you find Terry Wainwright interesting.
What? What did you say?
Nothing. Sorry, stupid.
You think I'm having some kind of an affair with Terry? Do you? Do you?
It was nothing. Forget it.
You said it.
I didn't mean it. I was being stupid.
Maybe you were being honest for once.
Look, I love you.
Yes, you do. And I love you. But I don't own you, and you don't own me.
Oh God, I hate this. This...
Suspicion? Obsession? Jealousy? Lack of trust?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It won't happen again, I promise.
Isn't that what men who hit their wives are supposed to say? When you go back, Jeff, you need to spend some time thinking very clearly about us. About what we are together. About our future.
Don't say that. I couldn't live without you, Sylvia.
You managed to live quite well before you met me.
But ever since that first day, you've been in my mind, part of me, and somehow, when Neil died, it was like you were a part of him and...
Jeff, I can't carry your guilt for Neil's death. There is no guilt. It was a war. This is a different time. We are different people. Things go on. They don't go round.
Don't they?
Well, not unless there's something wrong. Something that you won't let go of. The past or suspicion or jealousy.
I'm not jealous, Sylvia. Don't think I... It isn't that. I don't like him.
Are we back with Terry?
There's something about the man.
No. There's something about you. And you have to sort it out, Jeff. By the time you come back from Saudi.
She was right, of course. I went back at the end of the week. We hadn't been talking a lot. She got home on time. She didn't mention Wainwright. And sitting there in my room, somehow that fact that she hadn't even said his name seemed like the confirmation of every suspicion. I needed to talk.
Hi, neither Jeff nor Sylvia are here right now, if you'd like to.
I needed to talk to her. I needed to tell her what I couldn't ever tell her. That I'd killed her brother. Only she wasn't there.
Hello, reception. I'll be booking out tomorrow. Yeah, I'll have to go back to England. Order me a taxi to the airport at 7 a.m. Sylvia? Are you here? Sylvia! Sylvia!
Jeff, I was changing. What on earth?
You're going out.
I have to show my face.
With him! Bloody Wainwright! Tarting yourself up for him!
Jeff, stop it, for God's sake! You don't understand!
Oh, I understand everything now! Get old Jeff out of the way so your boyfriend can come sniffing round! It's all clear! Crystal clear! Now!
The last thing I saw before her hand with Neil's ring on it shattered the mirror, was my face. The scar not on the right, but on the left, as I'd seen it all those years ago.
Jeff! Jeff! For God's sake!
But this time she was alive. Thank God. And it had nothing to do with Wainwright. I knew then that I'd almost killed her so I'd never have to tell her. Never have to admit that. But if fate could change one thing, then perhaps other things could change too.
Sylvia. In the desert. When Neil died. It was my fault. I killed him.
Agatha Christie's In a Glass Darkly was dramatized by Mike Walker. Jeff Prentice was played by Neil Dudgeon and Sylvia by Rebecca Egan. Neil was played by Rhys Meredith, Terry Wainwright by Bob Sherman, and Angus by Richard Firth. The music was by Ben Valfish. The director was Ned Shaye. Christie's The Dressmaker's Doll, starring Juliet Aubrey and Beth Chalmers.
Shoes.
No, you won't.
Oh, hurry. Come on. You know, Galliano's out there. And Stella. And...
Sam! Hold on. You're going to get the tag gun.
Oh, come on.
Well done, Kathy. Fantastic. Okay, everyone. Big finale. Ready?
No, no.
Yes, that'll hold. Right. Final cue.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course I am. Good luck.
And go.
They're eating us, TV. Oh, listen to that. That is the sound of victory.
God, they really do like us, don't they?
Oh, you should go out and take a bow.
You too, Sal. It's your show too. Oh,
it's your collection, Octavia. I'm the cutter. You're the designer. It's your name on the label. Go on. Go, girl. Tomorrow morning's papers.
Oh.
Right.
I can't look.
Oh, have another drink.
No, I've had too many drinks.
Oh, have a rice snack.
Too many rice snacks. We should have gone to Nobu.
Well, I wanted to. You wouldn't. You said it would be...
Tempting the gods. In my rise is my fall, etc.
That's very good. Ah, here we are.
No, I can't hear you. I've got my fingers in my ears.
What?
I've got my... All right, go on. Tell me the worst.
Okie dokie, as Dr. Lecter might say.
Well, come on, what?
Colour plus cut equal couture. Octavia Howard's first collection since leaving... is a triumphant vindication of the talent she revealed in her St. Martin's Young Designers show.
Give now! Look at the telegraph. I can't. Someone has to hate us.
Oh, not them. Japanese still an influence, but triumphantly her own. Oh, cut superbly. No one does it better.
Except Galliano.
Oh, we're not talking about God here. I'm Britain today. Bright, young, full of ideas.
Well, let's be full of champagne.
Yeah?
Yeah. We did it, Sal. What we promised ourselves last year, we made it.
So would it be all right now to let everyone else actually sit down at our table and celebrate?
Oh, it would have been...
I know, hubris. Bring on the champagne!
Oh! Me too. I mean, you too. What do I mean? I think I'm suffering from champagne poisoning.
Oh, shh, talk quietly and carry a big cup of black coffee. Ooh, was that a night?
It was. I hope you at least remembered to bring the keys to the workroom.
Oh, somewhere, yeah. Okay. You point out the approximate area of the lock.
Hi, Sally. Hi, Toby. You look...
Hi, Amber. How are you?
You're late.
Shouldn't you be at school or something?
Holidays, isn't it? You've been boozing then?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, we had a show yesterday. Really went well. Should you be wandering around, Amber? I mean, isn't your mum...
Off working, isn't she? Gonna buy me a burger then?
Oh, there you go, love. And be careful, all right?
Bye.
She's got money, you know.
Yeah, but I just feel sorry for her. Just hanging around all day. And, oh, I don't know. Her mother ought to look after her better.
Bloody hell.
What?
The walls. It looks like... It looks like something scratched them.
Something? Freddy Krueger? Somebody got in and... Oh, bloody hell, everything's upstairs! We left the whole bloody collection!
What a mess.
Oh, we just dumped it all in the middle of the floor, remember?
I don't remember much.
Everything's here.
Okay. Great. But we'll get the lock on the street door changed anyway.
Yeah.
I'd rather Freddy Krueger didn't come calling with his big long nails.
Did Carrie say she'd be in today?
Yeah, I asked her to make sure she could do it. Get in early.
Right, do you want to check email while I do the phone messages?
Oh, I'll do the phone. I always screw up the computer. But coffee first.
Mm. Now, let us sit and contemplate the change in our fortunes from yesterday's struggling... strugglers to today's not struggling... Got any biscuits?
Plain chocolate digestives.
Oh, how you tempt me.
Oh, do I?
No, just give me a biscuit.
Oh, and there was I thinking my new piercings would be sure to ensnare you.
I don't see anything.
Exactly.
Get on with you, you thing, you.
Oh, can't blame a girl for trying. Any messages?
Oh, yes, indeedy. We've got mail. Well, yeah, that's terrific, John. Yeah, and I'm really knocked out that you called. Yeah. Yeah, bye. Wow. John Galliano just talked to me. Well, pull me down and tether me firmly.
Oh, don't tempt me. Still, looks like we've got enough potential contacts for 10 years. Which reminds me, Jeremy from Liberty is coming at 12.
Did I know that?
He called last week, said he wanted to be in first. He believed in us, that's what he said.
Well, then we better clear up.
Ah, the very woman. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, girls. Hello.
Happy night.
Oh, great night.
Ooh, great mess, more like.
No time like the present. Let's get to work.
I see you waited for me then. Thanks a million.
Oh, come on. We've got chocolate biscuits.
In that case, let's get some rails and start hanging clothes.
You're going to need some more full-time help if things keep going like this.
That's the last of them.
Off of that. Great. In the nick of time. You want to let him in, Sal?
On my way.
Make a pot, will you, Carrie? The ginger and oolong, please.
Just as well I carry my own tea bags.
There are those who say that Dr. Martin's the passé, but we don't believe them, do we, Sal?
Good for kicking heads of a Saturday afternoon, Jeremy.
Oh, don't believe her. It's a canard put about by the canard.
Tavy, congratulations! Mwah! Mwah! You were great, both of you were. Better than great.
Oh, what's better than great?
Charlie Parker on a ballad?
The same old jazz, eh?
New jazz, new contracts, brave new world, guys. We want you, if you want us, that is.
Had you figured this before yesterday, Jeremy?
Give me some credit for doing my job, Tavy. I could see you were class months ago. Whilst I won't say that if yesterday had been a disaster, then I wouldn't have been... It's a very odd-looking thing.
What?
Sorry?
The doll.
Tea! Morning, Jeremy.
Oh, hello, sweetie. It's rather old.
Just made it. Ginger and oolong. You want some?
Hmm? Oh, yes, please, yes. The doll looks old.
Yeah. I guess it is.
30s, 20s maybe.
I suppose so.
May I? My sister collects them. You don't normally find cloth dolls from that period this big. Nearly as tall as you, Carrie.
Yeah, ooh, creepy, them long legs and arms. Like a spider. Ooh.
No, it's quite valuable. Look at the painting of the face, see? And the nails. Now, what would the paint be? This is very fresh. Kept his colour.
Probably some sort of dye. Well, you're right about the colour. Where did you pick her up, Tavy?
God, I don't know. Can't remember. Maybe somebody sent her. Sort of good luck charm. Hey, maybe we could use her as a trademark.
She's got class. Sits there like she owns the place. Oh, delicious, Carrie.
Chocolate biscuit.
Oh, do I dare?
Oh, go on, bust a stitch for Octavia.
No, but seriously, have you thought of a name for the new line? You're going to need one.
How about doll? That's the right kind of trashy, classy, old, new mix.
We could do a China doll collection.
Or a silk doll.
Or a Hans Bellner doll.
Just keep it in mind. Don't jump to any conclusions.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think it is. Great job, Carrie. I'm sorry it was such a mess.
Ah, you're normally very good. Two of my best. Besides, you deserve a bit of a celebration.
Oh, it's Octavia, really. She's the talent. I'm just the cutter. I mean, I'm a bloody good cutter, but I just don't have whatever she's got behind those big green eyes of hers.
You make a great team.
Well, I
Yes, we do, but she's the creative one. I just make things happen.
Yeah, well, they'd be lost without us, wouldn't they?
You weren't around at all when she brought the doll back?
No.
I just wondered, that's all, where she came from.
Maybe somebody sent it and she forgot. Wouldn't surprise me, all the stuff going on before the show.
Her eyes, they'd follow you around the room. But not nasty, just sort of poignant.
Nah, bride of Chucky. Only since he's old, she'd be mother of Chucky. It's too big and too long.
Oh, just as well she's made out of cloth, then. Bendy mother of Chucky. Maybe we could use her as a draft excluder. It gets cold here in the winter.
Oh, yeah, maybe you could. Only, somehow, I wouldn't. Anyway, gotta be off.
So what you looking at, sister? Huh? You looking at me? You looking at me? What do you want?
So we're going to need to order enough cloth to cover the next month or so, then.
That's a priority. But we're also going to want some makers. At least three, maybe four. Good people. Tea, coffee?
Tea, thanks. I'll email the suppliers.
Wimbledon might be able to help with a couple of makers now, but in the long run, I think I'm going to have to grasp the thing you grasp.
Metal?
Why would you grasp the nettle? It would sting you.
Yeah, Sal, that's why you have to grasp it, yeah? Why is this thing in here?
What thing?
The doll. It's sitting at my computer. But, I mean, somebody's put it in my chair.
Well, hey, don't look at me.
Oh, you mean I should look at the burglars who came again last night specifically to move the doll and take nothing else?
TV, I didn't move her. And anyway, we got the lock fixed.
You were the last one here.
Well, maybe Carrie came back for something. You know what her sense of humour is like.
Yeah, like no sense of humour.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Okay.
You could take it with you.
Fine, sure, no problem. Oh, and do you want me to call Susanna at Wimbledon, see if she can come up with anyone?
Yeah, if they're good.
Great. Oh, that's the kettle.
Sal?
Huh?
The doll?
Yeah.
Cat,
shoot, don't throw her!
Why not, for heaven's sake?
She doesn't like it.
How do you know? Well, she might have been a trapeze artist.
Well, I just... Maybe she was. Come on, kiddo. You can be Sally's pally.
Carrie?
Yeah?
You didn't come back last night for any reason.
No, I was out with a mate. Why, you think someone got in? Wouldn't surprise me round here. They steal designer stuff. You read about it all the time.
No, no, nothing got stolen. It was just... a few things seemed like they'd been moved.
Like?
Things. Well, doll thing, actually. The doll was not where we left it.
You're just winding me up, aren't you? As for you, Mother of Chucky, let's beat the dust out of you, shall we? Ow! Ow! Bloody hell.
Ooh.
Someone left a pin in it. Look at that.
Oh, that's deep.
Nah, it's nothing.
Well, it might be an old pin. A dirty old pin. I think we should have it looked at.
Oh, come on. It'll clear up in a minute.
At least put some antiseptic cream on it.
Safety at work, eh?
We couldn't manage without you, Carrie.
Okay, three makers starting tomorrow. They'll be here by 10. I looked at their stitching. They're good and really hot to do something for Octavia Howard. Carrie, you all right?
Just a little prick.
It was the doll. Carrie picked it up. There was a pin in it.
Maybe she was a pin cushion.
Yeah, well, maybe we should just shove it in a drawer and lock it before our students arrive tomorrow, yeah?
Okay, the valuables drawer.
I suppose it is valuable.
Come on, in you go, Sybil. Out of sight, out of mind. Now, according to Wyman's on the way back, and they'll let us have three more sewing machines on a limited hire.
Oh, great, let's do it. Sybil?
Hmm?
What's with Sybil?
I don't know.
What is with Cyril?
That's what you called it.
Did I? Well, then I guess it must be her name.
Blimey, I didn't think we'd have to collect the bloody machines.
We could have had them taxied round.
Oh, that was heavy.
You were only carrying one.
Yeah, but then I don't mind being girly.
We'll need a couple of extra leads, but that shouldn't be a problem. Ooh, and extra mugs.
Mugs?
For coffee. Students need coffee, don't you remember?
Oh, no.
Huh?
Doll's back.
Come on. Oh, yeah. So she is.
Well, hang on a minute, Sal.
So she is?
You don't seem worried.
Still locked. Empty.
Well, of course it's bloody empty. The bloody thing's sitting in my chair.
Hey, okay. It's okay.
No, it isn't. You locked it. In the drawer. Or you said you locked it in the drawer.
What? I did. I'm not a liar.
But you could have made a mistake.
Yeah.
In which case it wouldn't have needed to unlock the drawer. It could have just climbed out and walked into my office and sat down in my chair. And scratched the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes? What, Sally? What?
It's weird, yeah.
Hey.
Really weird.
Oh, thank you for admitting that.
She's just a doll. Maybe we should let her hang around. And wasn't the desk scratched before?
You like it, don't you?
She's fine. I mean, hey, I was never a doll girl, so this is a new experience for me.
Well, I have to say that walking devil dolls are pretty much a new experience for me.
Except that it can't. It isn't. Because that sort of stuff doesn't... Does it?
We ought to have some music.
Music while you work. Not a knife, please. That's a box, please, Sarah. You can see the extra material.
Yeah,
that's great.
These are ready for hanging, Carrie.
Well, it's in the factory here, isn't it?
Yeah, go on, you love it.
French seam, I've allowed for it. It was a French seam.
It was.
It is.
Okay, guys, it's French.
Got it.
Okay.
You should have got more tissue paper. We're running out.
We'll be fine.
Oh, watch that placket, Jackie.
Watch that placket, Jackie. Watch it.
You did it!
Oh, we did it.
Damn near did us. That's the longest and hardest week I've ever worked in my whole life.
It'll be worth it, you'll see.
Look good on your CV, Jez.
My CV doesn't need to look any better than it does. And why?
Why?
Because I know where they serve the best martinis in London. So why don't you call me a taxi and it'll be my treat?
Sounds good.
Oh, as long as we can keep awake.
Listen, rude girl, nobody goes to sleep when Jeremy's on the job.
I agree with you, Jeremy. This is a damn good mix.
You should try the dirty martini they do. That'd really make your toes curl.
Oh, nothing makes Octavia's toes curl.
This would.
Oh, she's as cold as a good martini and as dry as that.
That's rubbish.
No, that's not... I mean, it's not that I mean you were cold. I mean, you were... business-like.
Why is that so bad, Jeff? I mean, you know, business is...
Business? And yes, you can be as brilliant as a bird of paradise, but if you can't deliver, then you're just another chicken nugget in the cardboard box of history.
Oh, whoa.
One more martini!
No, not for me. I left my bag in the workroom. I want to pick it up before going home. So, Jeremy. Thanks for everything. I mean, really, you know, I mean... Not just this, but... Oh, I'm getting sentimental. Oh, you know, your faith all the way through.
Oh, faith. Faith is like Graham Norton. totally improbable, but somehow you believe it all the same.
All night, Tavy. And look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
It's okay, girlfriend. Tired and emotional is that? See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Another!
Oh, no. Oh, possibly. Oh, why not, yes. Oh, but I'll get it. Ooh, as soon as I can get out, I feel sort of... Ooh, all bendy.
The weight of all that metalwork about your person. Oh, by the way, did you do anything with the doll?
Doll?
A rather odd, strange-looking doll, I seem to remember. Did you keep her as a trademark?
No. We got rid of her. You didn't really suit.
Where the hell did I... Uh-huh. Here. What's that? Huh? It's in the office. No. Oh, please. No way, devil doll. Yeah, I've just been drinking martinis, sister. You don't scare me. Well, actually, you do. You might be a rat. I hate rats, but I laugh in the face of devil dolls. Yeah, so let's see what you got. Come on. Stop that. Right now, you... Stop it! Yeah. Thank you and good night. No, we've got to get...
Up.
No, I'm all right. But it was there, Sal. I'm sure of it. I heard it.
Oh, it was talking to you, huh? Walking, talking devil doll.
Yeah, I guess. Too many martinis,
Absolutely. Mm. Let's get you home, shall we? Come on.
Bloody hell, Tavy, what happened to you?
Oh, she fell over last night, drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a drunk skunk. Oh, this thing. What do you want me to do with Chucky's mum here? Lying around like that, looking at you.
I know exactly what to do. Get here.
No!
Yes! Out you go!
What if someone...
Someone has.
That kid who hangs around... Her mum lives in the council flats. Dad's inside. Amber, is it?
Yeah, Amber. Bit sad. She doesn't seem to have any friends. Maybe she... Amber, I don't think you ought to...
She's mine. You threw her out the window. She's mine now. I love her. You don't.
Amber!
Let her go. She looks happy enough.
We could have kept her.
Yeah, but we didn't.
She was just a doll.
Agatha Christie's The Dressmaker's Doll was dramatised by Mike Walker. Octavia was played by Juliet Aubrey. Sally and the Doll by Beth Chalmers. Jeremy was played by Stephen Critchlow, Carrie by Gemma Saunders, the model by Emma Williams, and Amber by Connie Drury. The music was by Ben Valfish. The director was Ned Shiley. Agatha Christie's The Perfect Carer.
Yes, converted dower house. Big flats. One up, one down, six rooms. High ceilings, good windows. Ooh, I have clients viewing today, so I'll have to get back to you. Yep, bye.
Kate, I have to go out.
Fine. I've got clients coming in at 12.
The Dower House ground floor flat.
Well, the very one. And they sounded keen. Well, the sister I spoke to did.
Feminists in the country? I don't know, Kate. You know what feelings are like now. What if they're hunt saboteurs or...
Sisters as in siblings retiring together in the country. Not anti-vivisection viragos.
Oh, right, good.
Don't you think you should post that letter rather than stand gazing at me with that sheep-like expression?
Oh. Yeah, right. Oh, good morning. Hello. Goodbye.
Miss Parker?
Yes. Yes, you must be Miss Bernice Cowley.
Mrs. My husband is no longer with us.
No, I'm sorry.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you sorry?
For your loss. The loss of your husband.
Well, that is a subject about which you can know nothing and upon which it is quite superfluous for you to comment. Unlike him, I am here, as is my sister, who is waiting in the car. She's not well.
Is there anything I can do?
Carmela's illness is not to be ameliorated by any temporary measure, Miss Parker. You may, however, show us the property. You will drive, we shall follow.
Yes. Right. Oh, lovely.
As you can see, the hallway is extensive.
Oh, then assuming that neither of us is blind, why state the obvious?
Now, Bernice, I'm sure the dear is doing her very best. Go on, please, Miss Parker.
Oh, yes. You can point out that the door to the left, leads into...
Reception room one, which, as you'll see, when you step through...
Could you perhaps lend me your arm, my dear?
Oh, of course. I am sorry, I should have thought.
Eastern aspect, pleasant view. What are the ceiling mouldings?
Now, don't you mind, Bernie. Her bark is worse than her bite. Not much worse, mind you.
18th century. By Singleton, as it happens.
Oh, really?
The Dower House was built in 1751 by the then Lord Gower for his mother-in-law. He was a supporter of British architects and designers and used only the best.
Good for you, my dear.
And the manor house is still extant?
Yes. It was sold 3 years ago to Lord Beamish.
Do we know the name, Carmella?
Isn't he a businessman?
He's chairman of Pierce Holdings. P-I-H. Well, actually, I sold him the house.
Oh, it's hardly of interest to us, Miss Parker. Carry on.
The furniture, as you can... The furniture is of the finest quality. Much of it antique. Carpets, curtains are all the highest standard.
Well, that would be an estate agent standard, wouldn't it?
Now, Bernie, let the dear do her job.
And bedroom two, as you will have seen, would be ideally suited as a bed sitting room.
I do so agree, dear. A nice room. Don't you agree, Bernice?
Possibly, although nice is not a word I would ever care to use.
Vacant possession, maintenance, obviously the responsibility of the landlords. With us, that's Buckfield and Parker acting as agents in all transactions. We have a good list of tradespeople, terms as stated.
You are beginning to sound like a recorded phone message, Miss Parker.
I'm beginning to feel like a cup of tea. May I offer you one? The Bear Hotel in the village is quite a nice, acceptable afternoon tea.
Oh.
They make their own cakes. That's if you'd care to join me.
I think, Bernie, I need a rest. A cup of tea would be...
Certainly, Carmella. Miss Parker, lead on.
We are still rather old-fashioned around here.
As are my sister and myself.
The village has reasonable shopping. Local doctor, if your sister...
Oh, no. Carmella has a man in London.
As I do, my dear. He understands... A specialist in the field. The quiet, however...
Will be important. Yes. The village is quiet. No youths, I hope.
Pretty quiet, mostly. Except when the local hunt is on. I don't know if you might object to...
Oh, dear, no. No, we grew up in the country before we went our separate ways.
Love the country.
Yeah?
Love its traditions. Old ways, old crafts. Old girls like us, eh, Carmella? What do you say?
Well, I think Miss Parker has done a very good job this afternoon.
And her cake, has she?
I think she has. The dear.
Oh!
Really?
Really? Oh!
A washout, huh? Just a couple of look-sees out for the afternoon.
Oh, no. They've taken the place. So long as references pan out, and unfortunately, I can't see that not happening. They loved it.
Great. Hey, brilliant. Congrats. So why the long face, Dobby?
The sister. I mean, the older one, Bernice. But she's like every bad-tempered infant teacher in every nightmare of every child in the world. She's a caricature of Lady Bracknell. The stage agent. Only she's for real. The other sister isn't too bad. I mean, you hardly notice her. She's got some kind of illness, poor thing.
Come on, Kate. Once they're in, it'll be fine.
She already demanded that I find them a local cleaner 3 days a week.
I mean, we can do that. Paula Graham has a vacancy. She could take it on. She already does a couple of places out that way. And... She's good.
Oh, but is she good enough?
We can only do our best, Kate.
Ah, Miss Parker, come in.
How are you today, Mrs. Cowley? How is Carmella?
I am well because I take the trouble to keep myself well. Vitamin supplements, exercise, moderation in food and drink. Carmella, poor thing, is not well at all. You might have a word with her before you leave. She gets lonely with only me around all day.
I'd be happy to. But was there something...
I'm afraid there is. The cleaning woman you arranged for us.
Paula Graham, yes.
I'm afraid she is not honest.
What?
Oh, nothing one could prove.
This is actually quite a serious charge.
It is not as yet a charge. Were it to be so, then it would not cast a flattering light upon the agents who recommended the woman in the first place. There would also be unpleasantness for her, for us, particularly for Carmella, since it was one of her bracelets which was mislaid.
But I know Paula. She would never have...
Miss Parker, I know you think I'm an opinionated old so-and-so. No, don't disagree. I am opinionated. But I am not a fool. I am certain the cleaner took the bracelet. I have not accused her of it. I will not do so. I have merely asked her to stop coming. I do not want unpleasantness.
You sacked her.
I told her she was no longer needed.
The word will get around. I mean, rumours about why you let her go.
If we and you say nothing, then there will be no word to get around. As for rumours, next week there will be another, and the week after that, another still. Now, if you care to follow me, I'm sure Carmella would be glad to see you.
Sorry, you're not feeling so well today, Carmella.
Oh, sometimes, you know, it's worse and sometimes not.
Is there anything I can help with at all?
As a matter of fact, yes, there is. It's Bernice, you see. I know you think that she's bossy and, well, she is. But her heart is in the right place. She cares for me very much and she worries too much. That's why she's so sharp with everyone. She needs to find something else to interest her, to take her mind off me and my troubles.
Well, I mean, I'd like to help, but...
You have a good manner, my dear. People trust you. Even Bernice, though she'd never admit it. Perhaps you could look around, find something that she might give... some of her energy, too.
Would there be a problem about,
looking after me? No. No, you see, we're going to hire a full-time carer. An insurance policy matured. We have a little extra and, well, if it gets Bernice out a bit, she deserves something better, my dear. She does, really.
How did the Linfield Street place go?
They're interested, that's for sure. I think they'd like to knock 5,000 off the price, but they'll accept 2.5.
Oh, great.
What about Lady Bracknell?
Now, this is interesting. I was talking to the sister. Apparently, they're going to take on a full-time carer, and she wants me to find something to keep Bernice busy. I suspect that Carmella finds her a bit much to have around all the time.
So you're going to be the good fairy?
Well, have you got any ideas?
You know her, I don't.
It's odd you should say that.
Huh?
Something she said this afternoon about never knowing anybody, not really. I almost, just for a moment, caught myself feeling a sort of sympathy for the countryside.
Would you like to explain that?
Great. Good. Perfect.
Sorry, still waiting.
Jane Beamish up at the hall. She and Lord B, they may be newcomers, but they're really strong on the whole country life thing. And Bernice said that she loved the traditions. It would be perfect. The Dower House is pretty close to the hall, anyway. I bet Bernice is one of those people who'd work their fingers to the bone for the aristocracy. Plus, it would get her off my back.
Could you do it?
I could have a go. I'll bet she could use some help.
I think that deserves another drink.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, you must be... I'm Kate Parker. I called.
Oh, yes, of course. Bernice is in the back garden. I'll walk you around. Excuse my manners. I'm Morag Johnson.
Carmella's carer.
Aye, that's right. They've quite a place here.
Oh, it's really something.
Good walking, they tell me. I like to try and get out, you know, try and get Carmella out too, if she's up to it.
Well, just watch out for local farmers. Even when there's a proper footpath, they don't like people walking their land.
Ah, don't you fret, Kate. I can take care of myself as well as others. Bernice, you've got a visitor.
lovely afternoon.
I suppose so. I hadn't noticed. What can I do for you, Miss Parker?
I wondered if you could perhaps help me out.
Well?
Jane Beamish. Lady Beamish, up at the manor house. I bumped into her and she was saying that they're really short this year on helpers, volunteers for the hunt ball. It's a local tradition, and I wondered, since you mentioned your interest in... if perhaps you might have... Well, at least if you could meet Jane and...
I think you've taken something of a liberty, assuming that I would have either the time or the interest in volunteering.
No, I only mentioned it to Lady Beamish in passing, that you'd moved in and were obviously very capable. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry if it's...
No, I should apologise. I was being ungracious. I've been rather preoccupied of late, and now I have more time. Perhaps I could.
Yes, of course. Goodbye now. Oh, I wish I could stop saying goodbye now. It makes me sound like an estate agent. What are you so pleased about, anyway?
I cracked it.
Cracked what?
Bernice.
Really?
When I talked to Jane at the hall, she was really keen. The hunt ball committee is short this year, and they want to put on a really good show.
I was going to ask you if you would... Well, if we could put on a show together at the ball.
Oh, were you?
Yes, actually, I was. What do you think?
Oh, I think fine.
Great!
You may ask me.
You are such a philosopher.
Spending too much time with Bernice, but no longer.
Oh, yes, sir.
So I spoke to her and she agreed to talk about it to Lady Jane. I think she's something of a snob. Couldn't resist the title, even if it was for services to industry.
And?
Oh, they seemed to get on pretty well. They started talking about organisation, and it turns out that Bernice was some kind of top-flight PA in industry and really knows her balls. As in Hunt. She's more or less taken over the preparations.
Fascinating. You are a prodigy of energy. May I now put my question?
Okay.
Will you come to the ball with me, Catherine?
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking of going this year. But I suppose I'd better show my face, for Bernice's sake, if nothing else. So, fine. Yeah, why not? What? What?
Fine, yeah, why not? Oh, be still, my beating heart.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I would love to come to the ball with you.
Good morning, Kate.
Maura, how are you?
Oh, just picking up a prescription for Carmela. Then I have to drop a letter off at the post office. With Bernice so busy these days, I'm finding that most of the work descends on yours truly.
Oh, how is Carmela?
Oh, she's no trouble at all. That's why I don't really mind doing the extras. And to tell the truth, I'm only here for a while. I think they have hopes of her condition improving.
I thought I might look in on her later this afternoon, if that's all right.
I don't see why not. I may have to be out then, but Carmela will be up, so that'll be fine.
As long as it's no trouble.
No, not at all. It'll be a help. Try and make sure she gets out into the garden while the weather's still bonny. That'll do her more good than anything.
Oh, great, I will. Thanks, Maura.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
Ah, Kate, can you call the Ryans about number 22?
Sure, yeah.
Something up?
Not really. It was just that Sally at the chemist, when I went in, she was all upset. Seemed like someone had just walked off with a bottle of Jean-Paul Gaultier.
A what?
Perfume. Very expensive perfume. Shoplifting. It's not something that happens here, is it?
You don't reckon it might affect house prices?
Oh, God, Tim. Do you ever think of anything else?
Oh, thank you so much, dear. Just the cushion. There we are. All comfortable. I am sorry to be such a nuisance.
Oh, no, really, you aren't. I just wanted to come by and see how it's going with Bernice.
Well, our little plan worked a treat, didn't it? You were so clever, dear. Give Bernice something to organise and she's in seventh heaven.
I'm just glad it's not me anymore.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, better, dear. Thank you. Yes, I think hiring Morag was the best thing we could have done. She really is the perfect carer, though...